online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock. Here's Lucy Hicks.
KMFM's been told obesity is one of the greatest public health crises in Kent and Medway, as stats show another increase in the number of Year 6 children who are overweight. New NHS stats show almost 4% of 10 and 11-year-olds in the county are severely obese. That's up from 3.5% 5 years ago and only just below the national average. In Medway, the figures are above that level for England at 4.3%. Dr. Julian Spinks is a GP in Strood.
Unfortunately, overweight and obese children go on to be overweight and obese adults. So if we cannot tackle the problem early on, we're saving ourselves up problems later. And obesity is rapidly coming up on the rails as being the biggest cause of preventable ill health.
Around a third of all children about to start secondary school are classed as being overweight. A motorcyclist has been killed in a crash on the A2 between Dover and Canterbury. The bike he was riding collided with a car on the coastbound carriageway near Lydon yesterday lunchtime. A man in his 20s died at the scene. Crash investigators are keen to speak to any witnesses. Meantime, a motorcyclist has been taken to hospital with leg injuries after crashing with a lorry on the Wainscott bypass in Medway. Police closed the road in both directions just before 11, but it's now back open.
KMFM News.
We've been told how a fire in a coffee factory and warehouse in Dartford quickly engulfed the whole building.
It started in the middle of it. It was just a small fire at first, but it spread like I don't know what. And then, obviously, the whole building, there's not much of it left now.
That's Kerry Wine, who works next door on the Riverside Industrial Estate. At its height, around 40 firefighters were needed to tackle the flames after being called just before 6 this morning. Flats nearby were evacuated for a time, but people have now been allowed back. Although, if you live in the area, the advice is still to keep windows and doors closed. Crews are expected to remain at the scene until this evening. A Kent man who abused his baby son, leaving him needing his legs amputated, has had an appeal against his 10-year prison sentence rejected. 46-year-old Anthony Smith was locked up in February along with little Tony's mum after he was taken to hospital with infections and fractures which have left permanent scars. An 11-year-old girl and a man have died following the most powerful hurricane on record to hit Florida's panhandle area. Tropical Storm Michael is continuing its path of destruction across the US.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Police are trying to track down the person who set a gas meter alight in an alleyway in Margate. The fire broke out in Arthur Road last Wednesday night and it's being treated as arson. Local MPs are calling on the Rail Minister to extend the new Crossrail project into Kent. They want the Elizabeth line to run all the way to Ebbsfleet, saying it could unlock land for 55,000 new homes and create 50,000 jobs. At the moment, the closest it's planned to get to Kent is Abbey Wood. You're being urged not to tell your child they failed if today's Kent test results mean they can't apply to go to a grammar school. More than 16,500 Year 6s did the exam last month. Later on, just over 7,700 will be told they've been assessed suitable for a selective place. Graham Jones is an expert from Whitehead Monkton in Maidstone.
It worries me when some parents say, oh, my child failed the 11 plus. They're going to a secondary school or a comprehensive school. Like, that's some form of failure. It's not at all. There's a lot of absolutely excellent schools in this county and they are not all grammar schools.
Only 5,200 grammar places are available in the county. Two astronauts have successfully made an emergency landing following a rocket failure on a mission to the International Space Station. The pair, who are American and Russian, are said to be in a good condition in Kazakhstan. And Ollie Murs has been chatting to KMFM about his new album and teaming up with Ed Sheeran. You Know I Know is his first new music since 2016. Ollie says Ed wrote the first track called Moves and they got Snoop Dogg on board too.
We all just felt Snoop was like the guy that had to do this song. There was no one else out there. And he just brings such a level of coolness and swagger to the track. And I just think it's just perfect with him in it.
If you missed Ollie on Breakfast earlier, you can watch the interview at kmfm.co.uk.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Football, and Danny Rose and Alex McCarthy have withdrawn from the England squad for the upcoming Nations League doubleheader. The Tottenham defender and Southampton goalkeeper won't feature against Croatia tomorrow or Monday's game in Spain due to minor injuries. And in tennis, Kyle Edmund is through to the quarterfinals of the Shanghai Masters. The British number one got a straight sets victory over Chile's Nicholas Harry. He'll play fourth seed Alexander Zverev in the last eight. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.